we talk girls golf, and Paige Pruitt there, we'll talk to her with her here in a little bit. She was a state golfer on Monday and Tuesday, and so, yeah, they got to go to school for the first time this week here, but a great great run for her at state here. We're going to talk with Coach Michelle Leitner here, starting things off here. And, Coach, thanks again for joining me here. And have you guys thawed out from state golf yet?
No, it wasn't that cold. We were dressed warm.
Yeah. I looked at the – I saw the pictures both days, and it didn't look like it got any warmer over the 2 days.
Well, the practice round was really the best day because the wind was blowing, and it was just miserable.
Well, you're used to wind by now, but, of course, living out here, but maybe a different wind there. But Cheney on Monday and Tuesday for the 3-2-1A state golf tournament there, and it was some really good golfers there, some really good competition. And, of course, you saw Paige there golf there, and first time in a few years Scott City's had a golfer at state. And I guess kind of go through the experience that you saw there, witnessed over the couple of days.
You know what? She played really well. Very proud of the way she played. She was very focused on her game and did amazing.
Absolutely there. And, you know, a testament to her to, you know, the persistence and playing through that cold weather over the first, for those couple of days there. That's not easy to do there. And, you know, handling the elements is a challenge, and you feel like that she did a good job of handling the elements?
Oh, yeah. She was prepared. Not maybe so much for the water, but
yeah.
But at our course, we don't have much, so you're never prepared for that. But
well, yeah. But I guess looking back here, you had some golf tournaments earlier in the year. I think there was one back to back where it was, I know, 27 at 36 holes. But looking back, did you feel like that prepared you guys for this opportunity here?
I don't know that you can really be prepared for 2 days right in a row of 18 holes. Mm-hmm. 36 holes is a lot of golf, and actually, by the 16th hole on the first day, you're about exhausted, and then you got to come back and do it again. So, she did well.
Absolutely, and it was interesting to see some of the scores. Some of the golfers had tough first days, but really bounced back in the second, and vice versa there. But just kind of looking at Paige's score, she was pretty consistent through both days.
Yeah, she was, and she had a few stumbles, but she caught herself back up. And but yeah, that's been about her consistency is right there, and she always plays better during the postseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good time to turn it on.
Oh yeah, I would agree, and she got to play with some fairly nice girls most of the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think she had a good time, but you'll have to ask her.
Well, and just kind of looking at how difficult this regional was for golf that you guys were at Colby last week, you take a look at the leaderboard there, and the top two in the state come from the Colby regional. Two of the top three teams come from the Colby regional, and you had quite a few that placed in the top 10, top 20 that were from the Colby regional. And you know, to get out of the regional and do well at state, I think that's just a testament to how well you guys did.
I would agree. I checked the scores from the other regions before we played, and yeah, we were definitely in the tougher regionals. So,
I know, looking back throughout the year here this year, and I know you weren't able to take more golfers to state. Hopefully down the road here you do lose three quality seniors here, but how would you – rate this year and trying to build the program up?
Oh, I think we're really going in the right direction. One of the golfers actually did come watch Paige for a little bit yesterday, and so probably got her a little salivating over wanting to go. So,
well, that's good.
That'll be helpful.
Well, definitely. I mean, getting a golfer to state here, it's been a couple of years, but that has to add a little excitement, a little incentive for the ones that are going to return next year.
I would agree. I think so, especially Briley. Mm-hmm. She's very interested in getting better, and she's got a few out there she's got her eye on to beat.
All right. Well, yeah, hopefully she gets it taken care of for next year. It should be exciting there. But the season went fast here, and along with the coaches' shows, they always go fast there. It was fun following the team this year and watching the improvement, and just a lot of excitement in the program, and hopefully that continues here. And thanks all season here, and and for putting up with me all season long.
We kind of enjoy you. Like,
oh, that's okay.
We really appreciate you coming out there to regional.
Yeah, I try.
It's beaverific.
Yeah.
I still haven't got $10 for that.
Well, you can double it on interest there.
Wow. Yeah, good plan. Good plan.
Thanks again, Coach. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Coach Michelle Leitner joining us here. And now it's Paige Pruitt. And we've done this for a few weeks in a row. Are you going to maybe think about a second career in radio or something?
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on it.
And then you'll be the interviewer, and maybe me or whoever else will be the interviewee, right?
Oh, yeah. That would be an exciting experience. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'd be a little nervous.
Really?
Just because I'm not as good as answering questions, but yeah. I'm good at dishing them out. Anyways, Monday, Tuesday, a pretty new experience for you and a pretty exciting experience as well, doing state covering – or. Competing in state golf there, and I kind of, as you look back here 24 hours ago from that experience, what's your process, or what are you thinking about there as you did have 36 holes there in 2 days?
I was kind of nervous for the 36 holes because I've never done that before. I've never played that much golf in such a short time period, but I was excited for the fact that I would have a second day of 18 holes mm-hmm. to, you know, have a second chance, I guess.
Well, and I guess, how'd you feel like that you did golf overall throughout all that?
I think overall I did well. I mean, I didn't get what I wanted. I really wanted to break 100, but it could have been a lot worse. And, I mean, I'm happy with how I played overall.
Yeah, you're pretty close there on Monday. I think it was a 101?
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember what your score was yesterday. Was that a
106.
Okay, well, still, that's pretty consistent there. But as you look back, what was the course like that you had played at State?
It was an interesting course. It was really pretty, I thought. I really did like their course, but their greens were pretty tough. I thought they were worse than Colby. Hmm. Like, I would putt the ball and it'd be heading straight for the hole, and right as it was about to go in, it'd take like a 90-degree turn to the right. So it was frustrating, but it was a nice course.
Well, I mean, those are just some of the things that you have to fight through, I guess.
Yeah.
But as you look back through your career here, what do you feel like you've maybe accomplished that maybe you didn't expect going into golf?
I think I have gotten a better handle on calming myself down. I mean, I get pretty upset when I play golf, and I think it's really important when you do play to have a calm mindset.
Is that just maybe just how you're competitive?
Yeah, I think I'm more competitive with myself, and I think mm-hmm. that's where it gets me.
So do you feel like that you've elevated yourself as the best golfer in the family?
Yeah, I think I'm beating my dad now.
All right. Well, I guess it's if he's hearing this, it's game on, huh?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, but and I guess I can ask you this as well. I know although you golfed individually at State this year, but what was it like having a whole team from the first meet of the year up to through regionals?
I really liked that. You know, it was something I never had in my entire 4 years of playing golf. So it was really new, but I really liked knowing how all the other girls were doing and how they played. And it made me happy when they did well.
Well, it was fun watching you guys progress and you going to State there. And I'm glad you had a great experience there. And I know you're so close to breaking 100, but I think you can be proud of all your accomplishments. Congratulations on a great golfing career. And thanks again for joining me here throughout the season.
Yeah, thank you.